it's a national competition. It's an annual competition. It's nationally played. There's no divides in it. We're a national 32-county organisation, and we would have expected, as one round of the league is to continue on Saturday, which is the final round of the league, that we would have continued playing with the same playing rules and guidelines as we've done for the rest of the competition. So by continuing on Saturday night with no admission, we would have been an equality decision, and there would have been no problems with it. By the decision that they have taken over the last 24 hours has left an imbalance, and without a doubt, where there's 450 Armagh fans in the ground and 50 from Donegal, that's definitely not an equal decision. So I don't think it. We wouldn't agree here in Donegal. We certainly wouldn't agree with the management decision of how they went around it nationally. But we never looked at a divide of a border. We never looked at six counties or 26 counties. We looked at a 32-county battle against COVID, and that's what our organisation was doing. That this decision has been taken now hasn't sat well with us. We certainly are annoyed with it and unhappy with it, but we will accept the democracy if both the Ulster Council and the national body in Croke Park have discussed it and decided on it. Then we go with the democratic decision, even though we mightn't agree with it.
So you won't object to it, but you're registering your disagreement with it. Is that a fair enough assessment?
No, I would think that the players will focus solely on the job that's in front of them on Saturday night, and then the management and the players. They certainly wouldn't like to see the opposition get any type of an advantage. The advantage, of course, is that they've got a home game in Armagh. That's the advantage they've got. To give them any other further advantage is something we don't agree with. But by the amount of people that's allowed into a ground, we have to accept that the decision was taken. That both health boards on both sides of our divide have discussed it as well, I'm led to believe, and that was their recommendation, that it was not essential. But I suppose we have to also look at the fact that there are counties along the border that were fighting the numbers game, up to a few weeks ago. Thankfully, that has rescinded since. And we still haven't got rid of COVID. It's still there amongst us. So we have to take the balance, and as dissatisfied as we might be, we have to look at the big picture and the balance of that COVID is there as well, Greg.
Yeah.